Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, with the snow on the way, I got the things that we love about this time of year and the things that we hate about this time of year, and snow is on both lists. Okay. So you want to hear the bad news or the good news first? Let's go ahead and go with the bad news. We always want to get that out of the way, right? So, because everybody's complaining anyway online. So bad news. Here yes. We go. Here's the things that we hate about this time of year that's missing the warm weather and sunshine.
I am getting ready to pack up and move south.
It's funny because during the summer, you're complaining about the hot weather. You're like, God, I'm so tired of this hot weather. And then when the winter comes, you're like, bring back the hot weather.
No, the one complaining about the hot weather was me.
Yeah, I've never complained about hot weather.
I do. I complain about whichever one is happening.
Okay.
Because right now I'm miserable in this cold, but in the summer I'm like, oh, this is miserable.
And you've got, no socks and a short sleeve shirt on. I'm over here in a hoodie, zipped up, stocking cap.
People make fun of me.
I am freezing.
I have insulation.
People make fun of me, though, because I got the big coat for winter and I have shorts on. I'm the guy that wears shorts year-round.
See, and I don't have a real big coat. That's what I've got to get.
Well, and then I got shorts on.
You just not figuring that out.
No, but that's why I've got two jackets. I got the hoodie, and then I got our big B jacket over this hoodie. That's what I wear in.
Another thing that we hate about this time of year is the heating bills, which I think...
I just got my gas bill.
You know what, though? The July bills are just as bad.
No, they're worse.
I agree.
My air conditioning bill's way more than my heating bill.
Really? Yep.
Yes.
Huh, okay. Maybe I'm doing it wrong.
Mine fluctuates. Like, the gas bill will be higher in the winter and the...
Well, yeah. But I'm saying what I get in the winter is not as high as what I get in the summer. Gotcha.
Things we hate about this time of year, having to get out of bed when the house is freezing. It's cold outside those covers.
That's your own fault. Turn your heat up.
I've gotten up, turned it up, jumped back in bed till it warmed up.
No, I got to have it nice and frigid at night. Like
right.
Arctic level cold. But then in the morning, I'm like, why do I have to get out of bed? I don't want to do this.
Same thing, too, though. The horrible moment when you get out of the shower and it's like all of a sudden it's so cold. Because you do that in the summer, you're okay. I'm getting out of the shower. I'm going to just let it dry naturally.
I actually have a little space heater that I keep by the shower. And in the winter months, I crank that sucker so that when I get out, it's warm.
You put it in the shower?
No.
Move it on in there closer.
Yeah.
I will listen for my heat to come on, and I'll run and jump in the shower so it's still on when I get out.
Wouldn't it be great? You know what they should do? And this is a great idea. Have like an app that starts your shower for you, that turns your shower on for you.
And I wonder when they'll invent one.
Do they have already done that? Don't be a smart aleck.
Honestly,
you know what?
They've been around for decades.
No, how?
Never heard of that.
Because they've got people, my home thermostat is connected to the whole thing.
It's shower.
Is your shower.
I thought you were talking about the heat in your house.
No, I'm talking about turning your shower on.
Okay.
Like you push a button and your shower comes on and it's warm by the time you get there.
Can't say I haven't jumped out of bed, turned the shower on, jumped back in bed until it heats up.
Well, and that's what you do. You just turn it on and wait.
Yeah.
But, I mean, wouldn't it be nice, though, just to hit your cell phone and it do it for you?
Mm-hmm.
It is, but I have one of those little space heaters, too, and just every morning, first thing I do is plug that thing in.
Me too.
In the bathroom.
All right. Things we hate about this time of year, going to work and coming home in the dark.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have to experience that, but I could see how that would suck.
Everybody getting sick this time of year. People hate that.
And to be fair, we do go to work in the dark.
Yeah. Well, I know.
So that's something that's, but I'm saying we get the other side of it.
And then I said snow was on both lists. This is things that we hate about this time of year. Snow, because you are stuck in the house and everybody gets on your nerves after a couple of days when it does snow and everybody's not going to school and the kids are getting on your nerves. Your husband's getting on your nerves.
I know I live alone, but I'm ready to be stuck in my house. And I have friends that are, some friends want me to come crash with them and get snowed in for the kids to play with the kids. And other friends, the older friends, kids, they want me to come and play and get stuck with them. And I'm like, I don't want to play in the snow.
Yeah, well.
I don't want to play in the snow.
I was worried you were going to say that you start to get tired of yourself when you're stuck in the
house.
Well,
I do. That does happen.
All right.
I'm ready to hibernate.
Let's go to the good list now. Here we go. Crisp air in the morning is something people love about this time of year.
Yeah, your crisp air is my frigid freezing air. I don't like the cold air in the morning.
All right, we said snow's on both lists. How it looks outside when it's covered in snow. We don't get to see that every year.
True. Yeah. So it's good for when it first happens, and then it starts to look like crap after a while. It gets dirty and nasty.
You get all those snow boogers on your car, and they're just hanging by your tires and stuff. It's like, what do you call those things? Snow?
Icicles?
No, you got icicles, but you got that big, nasty, muddy looking.
Car boogers.
Is that what it is?
Seems like it.
It's like, it's like it's in the corner of an eye of a pet.
Oh, crusty eye boogers on your car. All right, a fireplace is something that we all love during this time of year.
It is nice. Mm-hmm. In fact, we have a screened-in porch that has a fireplace on it, and it's got the plastic on the screen in, so it's kind of enclosed. And I've sat out there with snow all around me before with that fireplace going, and it's very cool to be surrounded by snow but have a fire in a nice, toasty little room.
We love sunrises and sunsets during the wintertime. And also, any kind of food and the smell of cooking food this time of year. I guess, you know, because usually in the summer months, it's more like grills, like grilling out.
I love that.
I do love that, too. It's like you're almost like a shark in your neighbor's yard. You can smell that blood or that steak on their grill. Like, my neighbor's cooking something. I need to go over there.
I will say in the winter, a lot of times you get that firewood smell that smells really good. Mm-hmm. You smell the wood burning. Also, one of my big favorite things in this time of year is chili. I love to make a big pot of hot chili.
I've already done that.
I love the smell of cooking chili. I don't like the second smelly chili smell.
I will say this, too. Everyone went to the store to buy milk and
bread.
But we went and bought chili ingredients. We bought the beans and the tomato sauce, and because that's what I wanted to make sure I have when we get snowed in.
All right, finally, this is the thing that we love during this time of year, is not feeling guilty about staying inside.
I don't ever feel guilty about it.
Well, we know you don't. You stay inside in the summer, spring, winter, fall. Yeah, you don't have to have an excuse. But a lot of us, we feel guilty if it's beautiful outside and we are indoors.
Yeah, I liked COVID, to be honest. I just stayed inside.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
B93.7, it's the Hawk and Tom Show. Sunny and cold today, a high of 43. We're expecting that snow possibly to start as early as 11 a.m. tomorrow. We're going to keep you up to date on that. They are pulling back a little bit of the impact of it now. I'm seeing a little bit lower.
Really?
You know, like I think they were talking 2 to 4 inches. Now it's coming more towards the 2 side of things.
Oh, wah, wah, wah.
And it's possible, too. I think Cato was looking at it, or Tori won. And it said the ice is actually going to possibly, icy rain, frozen rain is going to come in earlier and ruin it.
Looking at the breakdown hourly, by tomorrow evening, the snow is going to taper off, so most likely will become freezing rain.
Well, I'll tell you this. I know what was packed yesterday as grocery stores, and probably today because of the milk and bread warning. And we've actually got a little song about that.
Milk and bread, I got it in my head. They say there might be snow, and I'm afraid that I'll be dead. So I must hit the store and buy a whole lot more. And if your grandma's in my way, then I will push her to the floor. Milk and bread, because the weatherman said. Milk and bread, moo, 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 milk and bread. You know what's going down, that has put us in this bind. An inch of snow in this town and we all just lose our mind. We run out to the store, we go crashing through the door, and one loaf ain't enough, now we gotta buy some more. Then we start to scream like we're crazy, and we all freak out, it's amazing. And what I don't get is why milk and bread, why is it rammed into our head? For me, I want beer and a steak, and that makes way more sense instead.
Milk and bread. So you might want to stock up on that as well as steak.
That's what I'm doing.
Tom stocked up on chili, but I mean, it was crazy yesterday at the grocery store. So get your milk and bread and toilet paper.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I got a happy story I want to share today.
Okay.
You know, technology has caused so many things to get better, and there's some things that are worse, but one of the neat things you hear are these genealogy stories.
Yeah.
Now, we did, I think, either Ancestry or 23andMe or one of those genealogy tests, and it's pretty wild because it changes over time. As they get more people in it, they start to narrow down, and like, I'm mostly from Britain.
Yeah.
I got a little bit of Sweden in me. I think maybe some other stuff over in Europe, but mostly British.
Some people can spend years finding out about their ancestry, and I did that, and it only took about 2 days to get all my information. It was like a straight line. There's no branches on my tree.
Yeah, I don't even know why you had trouble figuring it out.
I don't know why you're telling everybody.
Yeah, I know. Kissing cousins.
It takes a certain special to have a family tree as unbranched as yours and not to have known that to begin with.
I know.
I mean, you should have known everybody.
Right.
But there's an interesting story about this. And I will mention, too, I kind of regret having done the ancestry thing because I think at some point you start reading about like these serial killers that get caught because their cousin did this and it narrows it down for them. Mm-hmm. And it's some point in the future, I probably screwed over some great-great-grandchild who is rising up against a horrible government, and now because of my ancestry thing, they're going to have his DNA and catch him, even though he might be fighting a corrupt government or something, you know? But it's too late. I can't undo it. I didn't think about or know about that at the time, so it's out there.
You're saying because of you and your things you've done?
No.
Oh.
I'm saying because they'll have the DNA to be able to track this person down the line.
And I just saw it. I think it was a Dateline special, and I saw it not too long ago. It was a rerun where they did catch a killer because of Ancestry.com.
Yeah, but some of their close relatives had done it. And so then they were like able to go, all right, we have these suspects, and this one has the right DNA based on these other people. They're like, all right, he fits. He's possibly it because he's this guy's cousin, and we know what his DNA looks like, and we have DNA from the crime scene.
Right.
They didn't have his DNA,
correct?
But they were able to link it and go, it's like 80% this guy, so now we're going to focus on him. But
anyway, it was him, by the way.
It was. And he had been a serial killer.
Yeah.
It was crazy. So that was a good thing. But maybe down the line, they use it for people who aren't necessarily evil, but are just fighting against a bad government or something.
I see what you're saying now. So you wish you had not done Ancestry.com. I got you.
But it was kind of cool to find out I'm like 60% British. Yeah. So, I there's that.
I'd like to know that, but I don't trust sending my DNA to companies like that.
I'm 100% redneck.
You don't need to.
I don't even need to study for that.
Cato, you don't have as much to worry about because you're not planning on having children.
No, I'm not.
So it might not be a bad thing for you to do.
But I'd like to find out if my parents were my parents. Because I felt like I was adopted. I mean, just based on my crazy family. You know what I'm saying?
Mama, am I yours, really?
You know what? It's funny you say that because my happy story today is a 50-year-old guy who'd been adopted. His name's Vamar Hunter, and he'd been going to this bakery in Chicago called Give Me Some Sugar. And he really loved the owner. Her name is Lenore.
Uh-huh.
Well, Vamar, who was adopted as a baby, took a DNA test and found out that Lenore was his birth mother. They had been buddies for 10 years. He'd been going to this bakery. And little did he know, the reason he got along with this lady so well is because it was his birth mom.
How does that come about, though? It's like, okay, I really enjoy going to this bakery. Love this lady. And like, you know what? You might just be my mama. Will you take a DNA test?
It's absolutely nothing like that.
But how did he just say, hey, let's take a DNA test?
No, because he took a DNA test. She had taken one. No,
okay.
At a totally different time. And so this app goes, hey, you guys are related.
You're acting like we're idiots for asking this.
I mean,
No, we're not.
I didn't know if they had a conversation and this is, hey, you know, you might be my son.
You look a lot like me.
Yeah.
He was like, I really like your baked good. You must be my mom.
Uh-huh.
I like your cooking.
Uh-huh. Just glad he didn't date her.
Oh.
Well, they were, a few years apart and all.
Well, yeah, but they're cougars out there.
That's true.
Right?
So now we've done this with our dogs. We've done this, the dog 23andMe or whatever it is. And it's pretty cool because it'll, first of all, tell you if they're purebred or not. And then it'll tell you, like, other dogs around that are related to your dog.
Why do you need to know?
So we can be like, hey, look, this is your sister or your brother.
Gosh, y'all have too much time on your hands.
Stop sniffing your sister's bottom.
That's your sister.
But that's just sick.
The main reason we did it was find out if we really did get purebred or if we had been lied to or whatever. But it was kind of interesting because we ended up with a couple of our dogs being related to dogs that are near here. And two of the dogs were related to each other distantly, which isn't that surprising with puppy mills and things like that. Right. So sometimes that's what will happen.
You call up the owners like, hey, you know what? I did some research here, and my dog's kind of like your dog's cousin.
Yeah.
Can they come over and meet and sniff each other?
No, my dog doesn't like him. No.
Yeah.
They didn't get along in the womb.
That's with cats. They don't like anybody.
Well, I think this is one of those happy stories because they, in fact, I think Vimar now has decided to work with his mom at the bakery, and he actually runs the register sometimes, and they hang out.
I saw a Dateline for that, too, where he takes over her business, and then she disappears, and they find her in the cooler.
That's not what happened in this story,
okay,
at least
that's
not yet.
Good.
That was a different kind of restaurant, too.
That was a different kind of TV show, too.
I don't want that daily special in the refrigerator.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
And a crank call is heading your way right now. It's Crank Call Thursday. We are looking back at 2024, some of our funniest moments on the show. So we broke out the crank calls today, and Thelma Hollister got stuck in a Burger King bathroom. What happened? She was waiting for someone to come in there and wash her hands. You know they have those signs in there that says, employees must wash your hands.
That's funny.
This is your crank call this morning.
Good morning, Burger King, may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm in the bathroom and I need to talk to somebody. I need some help.
Okay.
Hello, Burger King. How can I help you?
Yes, hello there. My name is Thelma Hollister, H-O-L-I-S-T-E-R. I'm the grandmother of 13 lovely grandchildren. Matter of fact, we're in your establishment right now, and there I have a couple of them out there eating by themselves, and I'm kind of concerned. I've been in here for quite some time in your bathroom.
Okay. Well, how can I help you? Are you okay?
Yeah, I mean, I'm fine. I've used the bathroom, and everything's fine, and I'm not, the door's not stuck or anything. But there's a sign in here, and I've been waiting for about 15 or 20 minutes, and no one's come in to help me.
Help you with what, ma'am? You need help right now?
Yeah, I do need help because my grandkids are out there eating, and I'm standing here waiting on y'all to help me out.
Well, what do you need help with, ma'am?
I'm standing here, and I'm by the sinks right now, and there's a sign that says employees must wash hands after using the restroom.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for some employee to come in here and wash my hands. I don't want to break any rules.
Ma'am, that's not for that. That's just for the employees who work there. It's not for you. You can wash your hands if you like, or you don't have to if you don't want to. That's just for the employees who work here to wash their hands.
I always wash my hands, but I'm a rule follower, and if I have to wait for one of you guys to come in here and wash my hands after I've used the restroom, I just thought that it would happen quickly. I've been in here about 15 or 20 minutes.
Oh, no, you didn't have to be in there for even more than 1 minute. You can wash your own hands and come out and get your food.
Well,
but
it says the employee should wash my hands.
No, not your hands. Employees should wash their hands, their own hands.
Huh?
Yeah, not your hands. Have you ever had that done before at any other Burger King with someone wash your hands?
No, I've not had that. This is one of the first times I've seen a sign like this. I was confused. Maybe you should say, wash your hands after using the restroom. Or you could say, the employees wash their hands after they use the restroom to make us all feel comfortable because I don't want any of that on my Whopper, if you know what I mean.
Well, none of us do, but listen, man, what you want to do is just wash your own hands, right?
Yeah.
And come back and enjoy your food. And I'll talk to my manager about that sign being changed for you, baby, okay?
That would be very helpful for us elderly people. We get confused if you couldn't tell.
I understand totally. Sometimes you can't read signs correctly, but if you want, just wash your hands and come out.
Did you just say I don't know how to read signs? I can read signs. Don't insult me because I'm an elderly person.
I apologize. I didn't mean it like that. I'm just saying that maybe you misread it. But for now, you just wash your own hands and come out and enjoy your food, man.
Well, I can tell you that I have definitely not had it my way at Burger King today. I've had to wait for 20 minutes. Thank goodness you finally told me what to do here.
Like I said, we're going to work on that sign for you, okay, man?
Yeah. Employees, just say all employees wash their hands. Not because when it says employees must wash your hands, I'm like, well, Lord have mercy. How long does a person have to wait before someone washes your hands? And that's just weird anyway, to have somebody wash your hands. I was in the hospital one time, and they gave me a sponge bath. That was awkward. They had to lift the covers under my feet to wash all my body parts, if you know what I mean. I will say he was a cute little nurse, so I kind of had it my way then when he gave me that sponge bath.
Well, there you go. I'm glad that worked out for you.
Yeah, it's probably TMI. I am so sorry. I've probably wasted your time. I'm just getting you back for wasting my time standing here in the sink. But thank you for your help, and I'm going to go ahead and wash my hands. You sure it's okay?
It's fine to do that. Go ahead, wash your hands, come out and get your food. You know what? I might have to make it fresh for you again because you've been there so long.
Oh, that's so nice. Thank you so much. Well, I appreciate your help. I got to get out of here. All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
So you don't have to wait for the employees to wash your hands.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
We got the snow coming. Everybody's talking about the snow. The kids are excited.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Already. Yay. We're starting real early. Of course, we always stock up on bread and milk. You'll see the stores today. A lot of people are going to be there stocking up on bread and milk.
Those are the latecomers.
Yeah.
The pros have already been.
You think so?
Yeah, I went grocery shopping. What is it? Tuesday of this
week?
Okay. Everybody's like, oh, you're preparing for the snow. And I'm like, yeah.
I'm just over there with my arms full of wine. And I'm like, yeah, this is just for snow. This isn't because it's a normal day.
Right.
Well, bread, milk, and toilet paper are the items that seem to sell out first. And it all started back in 1950 after a winter storm dumped the nearly 3 feet of snow in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
This apparently led to a milk shortage. It also led to some market rationing out bread. Markets were thinking the same thing about the breads. They did some research on this. And psychotherapists say it's because we spend a lot of time and energy trying to feel in control. And buying things you might, even throw out, still gives you a person a sense of control in an uncontrollable situation. So you can't control the snow, but at least I'm going to be prepared and have something to eat while I'm locked up in my house.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Is that why you have all the snacks over there?
No, you're preparing, Tom?
I have this all the time. Yeah. Just because I like snacks.
Yeah.
He's been snowed in for years.
Okay.
Not snowed in, but I'm prepared for it no matter when it
exactly.
happens.
You know what? Something goes wrong and I didn't stock up, I'm going to Tom's house.
No, you're not.
So
I got guns, too.
Have you learned any valuable things over the past few years with some of those bigger snows that when we were trapped in the house with the kids for a few days?
Yes.
Okay.
I've learned that I should buy a generator, one of those at-home generator things.
Thought about that,
okay,
too.
Yeah,
but then I'm like, you know what? I've made it this far without one, and so if I buy it, they'll probably never have a bad storm again.
I thought that, but then I also thought the other way, where I'm the only one with power because I have a generator, and all of a sudden everybody's knocking on my door from the neighborhood family.
I'll tell you who'll be first is Hawk.
Yeah, it'll be me, yeah.
I don't have a gun, but I have...
Here's
bat.
Some things, though. Here's some things.
Y'all love Hawk.
Yeah. I feel
it's because he's sitting there going, I ain't prepared, but I'll come take advantage of you if it happens.
That's a joke.
Uh-huh.
So, the weather folks are telling you to get the batteries, a bunch of batteries in case something does happen.
Nowadays, you got so many lithium rechargeables, it's not that big a deal.
Well, if your power goes out, you're not going to be recharging
anything. Oh, crap. I didn't think of that, Kato.
From my experience, make sure you get toothpaste. You remember when we was locked in for about a week? I ran out of toothpaste.
Why do you need it if you're home?
Yeah.
Okay. You can use baking soda in a pinch.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can even use sandpaper in a pinch.
Shampoo.
Okay. Here's something that you need to consider. Your patio umbrellas.
What?
All right. Close the patio umbrellas before the snow gets on it because mine just collapsed.
No, that means you had crappy patio umbrellas and you've actually done yourself a favor.
Why do you leave it up during the winter time?
I forgot, dude.
It's in your yard.
Because we live in South Carolina. It's rare that we get snow, but it did destroy my umbrella. So
Yeah. Okay. I think you had a crappy umbrella and you just found out this way.
Okay, check your expiration dates. Just saying. All right, because I had like I went to my pantry. I was having a panic. I didn't stock up enough. I'm sitting there eating, you know, Beanie Weenies from 2012. And that was not a good experience. Also, on that note, do not make chili. You know, you're thinking, oh, you know, we'll make some chili for the next 2 or 3 days, and you're stuck in your house.
So?
I disagree, man. I love chili in
case the power goes out.
Okay, but everybody in the house is complaining.
Well, just don't put the beans in there.
Okay.
That's their problem.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you got your own power supply.
Okay.
Now you got me wanting chili this weekend.
I'm going to make some.
Okay.
I'm coming to your house.
No, you're not. Okay.
And this is a roommate of mine. He was a smoker, and it snowed 1 year. And he was he ran out of cigarettes.
Now, see, that's a life or death situation.
He started experimenting with, like, tea bags. And where's those Lipton tea bags?
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, that's something you don't think about.
You don't.
But
yeah.
I mean, guess I need to go stock up on the beer today, huh? In case I can't get out for a few days.
Yeah. You do start to experiment if you don't have enough toilet paper, if you've been locked in for 2 or 3 days.
You got
days.
Towels.
Oh, wow.
Paper towels.
That's worse than me. I always say if you're ever in a public restroom and there's no toilet paper, as long as you're wearing socks, you're okay.
Oh.
I'm just saying, you don't bring them home or nothing.
Yeah.
And don't flush them either. I tried that.
Do you put your hand up in the sock?
It's like a puppet.
Or you roll it around the hand?
He calls it a poo puppet.
No, I don't.
That's good right there. Well, if you have any ideas before the snow hits, I think we need to discuss them and let folks know, you know, what they need to kind of do. If it's something bad's happened to you, like all these things has happened to me.
What are we going to do about naming the storm?
Well, you have a meeting, okay? You need to call corporate.
We don't have time for that.
A Zoom meeting with all the people with corporate.
I say we just name it Sally.
No.
Yeah. Snowstorm Sally.
It's so lame.
It sounds so good.
I like Saskatchewan
you can't
Screamer.
Even say it, so it
I haven't
count.
Practiced yet.
Can y'all go out back and settle this the old-fashioned way?
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.